your viewers, is George Miles. Anyway, here I am in Buckfield Lodge, Shibari Monastery. It's very, very windy. I hope you can hear me. I'm not supposed to film in there, but several of the other tourists have, or take any photos. Anyway, it's a very ancient monastery. Our guide Tim Moore was explaining us. Why they associate wine with Christianity here. Anyway, look at that. Pretty high up on the mountain. There's the river that flows to the place. So it was deliberately built. It's probably somewhere quite remote. So the monks would be away from earthly temptations. And then this was built with new special foundations. Marvelous. Some of the stone carving of the cross. That's why they've got so many crosses on their flag. Five crosses in effect. People joke it's the English flag times five. Anyway, they built this with new technology, special foundations with round bits of stone and joined together by metal, and that's why, despite all the wars and despite all the earthquakes, this one never collapsed. But the more modern 17th century wall of the extent of the monastery did collapse. And the Soviet time, the monastery was closed down and it was used as a camp for the young pioneers, a communist youth movement. The very barren hills, you see how brown it is. Yeah, just some bracken, gorse, broom, so on, the odd pine tree, and many, many mountains. So yeah, that's why it's not very fertile country, not easy to build on. He was telling us about the Bagration, the founder of this dynasty, which was only abolished about 1800 by the Russians. And there was a famous Bagration who was a general in their patriotic war against the French. But anyway, the Bagration dynasty until 1800 was the longest reigning dynasty in the world. The only one that's reigned for anywhere longer anywhere is the Japanese dynasty. Okay, anyway, and that is towards the motorway, towards Tbilisi, the capital city. Look, they've got the bells here. The monks don't live here anymore, but they do come for their prayers from time to time. They live some distance away in a more modern monastery because they have to live here as well as pray here. And you can see those stone carvings up above the windows of Jesus Christ and various saints. There's over half an hour drive outside Tbilisi. And, the mountains taper away, and then we had to twist up the mountainside. There are all these switchbacks. There's a very windy road in the minibus. And then when I got on, the woman who had sold me the ticket said, and there's one foreigner. Well, we're all foreigners. None of us are Georgians. They're Russians. And two Azerbaijanis speaking to them. Obviously, the tour is completely in Russian. So that's it. Highly recommended. A very different experience. Okay, I'll switch it off now.